In May, the FAA sent a bill to the EAA demanding nearly $500,000 for the services of air traffic controllers. It's the first time the EAA has been asked to pay. The administration says it's because of budget issues tied to sequestration. It takes 87 FAA staff to keep things safe over the Oshkosh skies during the annual AirVenture fly-in. EAA spokesman Dick Nepinski says the association signed the contract under protest and has now filed a petition appealing the bill to a federal appeals court in Chicago.
We did sign that contract, had it negotiated down to $447,000, but we did include a letter of protest saying we don't believe this is right. We don't believe that FAA is authorized to do this.
Nepinski says controllers are funded by things like ticket or fuel taxes.
If there is a multi-day bump, say, at a commercial airport, whether it's in Chicago, Atlanta, Los Angeles, wherever, more controllers are scheduled at that time. The airline ticket tax is not raised. The airport is not charged more. The FAA simply provides staff where the airplanes are. Well, in late July each year, the airplanes come to Oshkosh.
Nepinski expects at least 10,000 planes for the fly-in, which begins on July 29th. He says the petition will be resolved later and that pilots shouldn't notice any delays during the event. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.